Hey, the It's Time for Coffee podcast is powered by the Converge Podcast Network. Hey friends, it's time for coffee, and I'm your friend and host, Jeanette. I'm so glad that you're here today. I hope you know by just pressing play on that podcast app, you have a friend with you. My hope is that as you listen, you will know that you are heard, valued, loved, and not alone no matter what stage of life you're in. I hope that you're subscribed so you never miss an episode, and it would mean the world to me if you left a rating or review. I'm so glad you're here, and I cannot wait to introduce you to this week's guest. Hey, I'm so excited to share today's super fun conversation that I had with Carissa Miller with you. Carissa is the owner and lead designer of Cece and Mike Creative, a full-service design, build, and remodel team that she leads alongside her husband, Mike. When a photo of her master bedroom renovation went viral, her business catapulted into what it is today. Chris is a fellow creative mom who has used her talents to love on others and make their houses beautiful homes where they can then serve and love on their families. I loved hearing Chris's story about how she felt the urge to jump and followed through into something that God has led every step of the way. We get to hear all about her and her husband working together in their relationship, how they keep work at work and home at home. It's just so fun to hear that we're not alone in anything. And that is really what I took from today's conversation. Carissa is our kind of girl, and she is making us feel so not alone. So friend, grab your cup, fill it up with whatever you want, and let's dive in. Hey y'all, I'm so excited because Chris and I have just been sitting talking here for 15 minutes and we're just like getting to know each other. It's been so much fun. And I know that you guys are going to just adore meeting her. Carissa Miller is with us today. Hey girl, how are you?
Hello, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited to chat with you. I was like, we have to stop talking about all the things we have in common because we're ruining the podcast. We're not recording it. So fun. So first, what's in your cup? Are you drinking anything?
Oh, yes. Coffee.
Good. Thank you.
With French vanilla creamer.
Oh, very nice. And a really cute cup, too. I really like your mug.
This is from my friend Ree, the Pioneer Woman. Oh. You guys might know her.
Yes. You know, just throwing that out there, my friend. When you are out and about, what is your coffee order?
Oh, my goodness. My daughter. So I have a 14-year-old daughter. And I literally, she is all in the know about coffee orders. So, you know, she's like, you know, on TikTok and all that and all about the coffee orders. So I let her one day, we pulled up and I was just like, order my coffee for me. And she ordered me this coffee and it is ridiculous good. And so now it is my Starbucks order. So she ordered a cold brew. This is pretty long. a grande cold brew with skim milk, 2 pumps of sugar-free vanilla, and sweet cream foam on top. It is like my guilty pleasure in the afternoons. Like, go get one of those. It is so good.
I'm going to have to go try that today. I really I think that sounds so good.
It's delicious.
Okay. That's awesome. My go-to coffee order has been that new brown sugar shaken espresso drink. Have you tried that yet?
Yes. She got me that one time too. Yeah.
So delicious. But I just make them at home because while you might have a long coffee order, I was spending thousands of dollars a year at coffee shops.
Yes. I knew where you were going with that. I make it at home because, well, $6 a day adds up.
It does.
I mean, those are expensive.
I know. And then if you tip, oh my gosh. Yeah, it's a whole thing. And so we have an espresso machine that I make all of our coffee here at home. And so when that came out and I tried it, I was like, I can do this. I can recreate it. So
yeah. Is it the Nespresso?
Breville.
The Breville. Okay.
Yeah. I love it. And just like you put it in, pour the shots. My husband and I were both like, we worked at a coffee shop growing up. So, making our own coffee was just like, it feels good.
It's like, yeah. So fun fact, one of our like number one recommended things to all of our clients that when we custom build or renovate their home, we did a built-in coffee maker in our last house and it's a game changer. So they have like Thermador, Miele, they have several different brands, but we always tell them, we're like, if it's in your budget and you love coffee, you have to get one of these built-in coffee makers. They are a total game changer.
Carissa, can you tell us just a little bit about you and your family and kind of what you're up to these days?
Sure, absolutely. So I'm married to my high school sweetheart. We were talking about that. We met when I moved to Tulsa my junior year. And we have three children, ages 16, 14, and 12. So we're totally doing that like teen parenting thing, mm-hmm. which has been a major game changer also with just, you know, what the changes life has brought about in the last 5 years. I've always been a creative. I didn't know that about myself until I was 30 years old, I don't think, but the signs were always there. Like in my childhood, I was always doing creative things, whether it was writing or, you know, taking flowers and making art or drawing, that I just didn't know that that was like truly who God created me to be. Like, you know, I just thought it was like something I enjoyed, not like, no, seriously, this is your path. This is what you're mm-hmm. supposed to be. So when I was 30 years old, I picked up a camera for the first time. My husband had actually bought it for me 5 years before for Mother's Day, and I never touched it. I started taking photos and it just, something clicked. And I took a little 3-hour beginner photography class and then just went all the way with it. And within 3 months, I had a fully booked schedule for photography. And so then a photography business launched, and I was a professional photographer for 5 years. And so that was kind of my first, but that was when my kids were younger. And so I did that, and that worked really well when they were younger because, you know, I had a little college age babysitter, and honestly, it was just part-time, Jeanette, you know. So it was a major curveball when, you know, in 2016, I posted a picture of our bedroom of a house that I had designed and my husband had built, and it kind of went viral, so to speak. People, you know, One Kings Lane was featuring me and asking for my design advice, and I was like, what? You know, and so then this whole journey started that we find ourselves on now, where we are, you know, building, you know, dream homes for people, and I'm a designer and my husband builds. We design, build, and remodel, and it's been really fun. So
I love that. And there's a couple things. You guys work together, hand in hand.
We work together.
That's so
all
fun.
Day, every day, girl.
That's so fun.
A transition.
I want to hear about this because you and I, we talked that we both got married young. Well, got married young or had been together for years and years and years. So what has been the, here's a two-part question. What has been the most challenging thing, growing up together or working together?
Working together has been the hardest thing I've ever done.
I bet.
Working together and raising teen kids at the same time
yeah.
has legit. And we I don't pull punches. Like, we are very honest with each other. I don't know if part of that is just growing up together like that, but it's like when we get time and we talk, like, because I will tell you this, we've made it through the transition, but those first 2 years, like 2017, 2018, and, you know, something that I've just recently started sharing because I just wanted to like really respect my husband and make sure that he was ready for me to speak about that, you know, was that when I started that Instagram account in 2016 and posted that photo, that was just kind of another creative outlet of mine. I mean, yeah. We had a very, we had our roles and they were our roles for a decade, Jeanette. Yeah. And it was, he was the breadwinner and I was the creative mom who worked part-time, but 100% owned the home and the kids' schedules.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So in 2017, you know, the business that he had with oil prices and everything honestly just kind of crashed and was no longer able to provide for our family. And that was very hard for him. And, you know, that was just such a huge transition in our marriage. And then over here, this, you know, Instagram account that I started is like taking off and people are asking us to build their homes. And we were not yet ready to let go of our roles and what our life had been for the, you know, past, I mean, honestly, I guess it'd been probably, you know, more like 12 to 13 years,
yeah.
You know? So, I can say that now because in 2021, like we are through it. Like, we have gone to counseling. I'm very, very honest. Like, we yeah. have done whatever we had to do to fight through this change and be healthy together. And, we have hired amazing employees, which helps now, but
yeah.
for the first 2 years, it was just us and it was really hard.
Yeah,
it was a hard transition in our marriage.
I bet. I've just like released some editing. I have a production company, so I edit some for people podcasting, and I've handed over some of that editing to Jesse because I have more on my plate with work now. And so I was like trying to tell him something like, "Well, this is why this is happening on the computer and stuff." And he's like, "Well," he was kind of being sassy in a funny way, but I was like, "This is what," and he's like, "Oh," and I was like, "Listen, I have to be really honest with you. If you're not going to do this right, then I'm not going to give it over anymore because I'm already struggling to hand over. I'm already struggling to hand over this control. So if you don't think you can do it, that's fine." And he's
Just be
like, "I,
honest.
yeah, just like hear me out." And he was like, "Okay, I am so sorry. I can do this. I will listen to you."
That's so funny because this year, we've really found our we found our lane, you know what I mean? And we really had to meet in the middle because do you do the Enneagram at all? Like know what you are? Okay. So I'm a three, I'm an achiever, and he's a one, which is details, which makes us a really great team when we're like functioning well. But when we're not functioning well, it makes us do this, you know? And it's like we're in conflict because, he's all about details and budget and accounting and this kind of things. And I'm all about creative and vision and marketing and let's go. And so really, those first 2 years of our business, I feel like we were in conflict a lot because we weren't just embracing each other's superpowers. You know what I mean? And so like I need his superpowers. His superpowers make me stronger because I don't do details and accounting and all of those things. And he needs my superpowers because he doesn't do marketing and visionary and growth. And so we really have finally, like, I'll tell you, it was a huge moment yesterday because we were on one of our remodels and we were meeting with our trim carpenters. And used to, like, 3 years ago, Jeanette, like, if we would have been on a job site and I was like telling my visions and what I want to do, like, on that wall, I want to do a built-in shelving unit and I want floating shelves and I want sconces. You could have literally seen his face because in his mind, he's thinking, cha-ching, cha-ching, budget, budget, and he's freaking out. Because I need that, but he has embraced and he said he was like, I'm saying yes to everything because I trust her vision. And I just stepped back, like I'll almost cry like talking about it because like his growth like in that area is just huge. Like he could have no way done that 2 years ago. And I just appreciate him so much stretching himself. And I've had to stretch myself as well. And I just feel like we finally learn how to embrace each other's superpowers rather than seeing them as threats.
Well, and how honoring to him that you can say, like, man, you've grown, and I really appreciate you
Oh my God.
trusting me and loving me and doing this, like doing this with me instead of like we just do it together. Like instead there's like this combined with, and I think that's just really cool.
Yes, no, we're with now. And I feel like the first, I felt like we were still holding on to our old roles. And we've had to just literally completely release both of our old roles and like completely redefine even how our family works, because I'm working outside of the home. I have employees, I have office hours, and I was always a stay-at-home mom who worked part-time, And so it's taken a lot of work, but we're there.
Oh, I'm so glad. It's so good to hear too.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network and is sponsored in part by.
Hey, today's episode is sponsored by our friends at Faithful Counseling. So let's get real for a second. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? I know for many of us that can be anxiety, depression, fear, or even broken relationships. These are all things that can be holding us back. But this is where Faithful Counseling comes in. Faithful Counseling is a worldwide counseling service that is making professional counseling accessible, affordable, and convenient so anyone and everyone can face life's challenges and get help anytime, anywhere. Faithful Counseling offers four different ways that you can connect with a licensed counselor. You can sit down for video calls, phone calls, live chats, or instant messaging. Every counselor on Faithful Counseling is licensed by their respective state board and has over 3,000 hours of experience. If you think Faithful Counseling is for you, you can sign up today and be matched with your counselor in 24 hours or less. Faithful Counseling is helping us live our healthiest lives in the comfort and safety of our own homes. be sure to check out Faithful Counseling at faithfulcounseling.com/JeanetteTapley. And now back to today's show. So how do you guys separate work and home? Like, how do you work together and then you come home, but where's this separation come in?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I think honestly, that's more being the mom and being more like emotionally, you know, how moms are kind of sometimes the emotional leaders in the family, if that makes sense. Like we, at least me in particular, I'm very in tune emotionally to what might be going on, or I see things emotionally before he does. And so that was something I would say I definitely saw where I was like, I've had to just be like, you know what? I don't want to talk about work at home. Yeah. You know what I mean? And he totally agrees. And so I think just really kind of setting boundaries about that, that like when we're at home and that's, you know, family time, home time, and, you know, not constantly going, hey, what, you know, what about this on this project? Like, it's so easy to do that. And really you have to shut your brain down.
Yeah.
It's almost like a practice. You know what I mean, Jeanette? Cause it's like, we could constantly have something to talk about. I mean, we have so many different projects going.
Right.
It is a choice. It is a practice to shut your brain down and say, you know what, if you have to get up and have an early morning, we need to start at 6:30 or 7, get, you know, let's do that. But like, you have to shut it down right now.
Yeah, we can't do it now.
Right. It's just, so it's been just really honest conversations like that about we've got to shut off.
So. I love that. And it's hard. I'm sure it's really hard because like you said, you do have so many different things that can be coming up and that can be pulling at you guys in different ways. So how, I think you have 21 open projects right now, or you're 21 this year.
Oh my God. Is that what it is? Well, we are.
Do you want me to tell you that?
Yeah. I'm like, is that true? Oh my gosh. We have 14 that we will reveal this year. And then I'm looking at my board. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, like 9 or 10 open. So yeah, I mean, if you add all those up, I guess, you know, at some varying stage in the process, we have a lot.
That is so many. And are they're all over, right? They're not only in Oklahoma.
Yeah, no, we have a home where new construction we're designing and building in Arkansas as well. We did the our Beaver Lake project was on a lake in Arkansas. So yeah, we are open to doing projects wherever. As far as Mike being the contractor, we kind of have to keep it to like Oklahoma, certain areas of Arkansas. But our design team can design projects anywhere.
That's
but
so fun.
Depending on how far away it is, they would have to hire a contractor there.
Yeah. How have you taken your roles changing? Like, I know we kind of mentioned it, kind of flew by it, but like your role changed kind of drastically overnight. From part-time or just stay at home. How did you handle that role transition in your heart, in your life, with your kids? Tell me just a little bit about that.
Oh, for sure. Not well at first. Okay. I didn't even, so what Mike and I finally realized, and it was like a huge breakthrough moment, was that the way that it happened. So I remember this one night we were on the patio and we both, you know, I had a glass of wine and he poured a drink. We were had the fire going. And we were like, let's go outside and have heart to heart. And I told him, I said, I'm angry. You know what I mean? And I don't even know. I feel like everything that used to be my responsibility is still my responsibility. But now I work full time too. And that's my responsibility too. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I said, you know, this happened like so unexpectedly. That normally I think if as a couple you were to have this huge career shift change and a mom who had been more stay at home decided to go back to work full time, it would be like a sit down conversation where it was like, hey, I've been praying about this, really going to pursue. I really feel like I'm supposed to pursue this and I'm going to be working full time now. So that means we're going to have to share responsibilities around the home and with the kid. We never had that conversation.
Yeah.
So like a year down the road, I'm still doing the laundry, packing the lunches, you know, getting the kids to school, picking the kids up from school, doing the prep, like every single thing that I used to do. And I was running a business.
Right.
And it was too much. I was about to go under. And it was this huge realization moment. He goes, you are exactly right.
Yeah.
He goes, we have some really good friends who, our neighbor, she's an endodontist And he's a PA, and they, from the time we've known them, they share responsibilities. Yeah. They're more shared, you know, the responsibilities in the home and with the kids and the work responsibilities are shared. And so that conversation was huge because we realized that we had to completely change everything.
Yeah.
So we really sat down and talked about things that he could do. And so this is really silly, but like, I hate laundry and I suck at it. So he took over the laundry.
Yeah.
He was like, let me take that from you. I'll do the laundry. And then it's like, you know, 2 days a week, I'll do the kids pickup. And we literally divided things up rather than it being like, oh, wait, I work full time too now, and I'm still doing everything I used to do. But we just didn't know. I mean, it right. sounds silly now, but when you've had the same roles for over a decade, I mean, you didn't even see it changing. It was like it happened gradually. And then all of a sudden it was like, wait, like I work as much as you now. Like, we've got to divide up the stuff in the home.
Mm-hmm. And were you still working from home during that? Or were you going to an office or anything?
Yeah. During COVID, we have an office. We definitely have an office, and my designers and my project manager and everything are here, but we keep a pretty like flexible schedule. That's like nice. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday are like full office days, but then I kind of work from home on Wednesday and Friday.
Yeah.
But then we still pick up our kids. We still do all that. So my son has to be picked up at 2:30. So I leave on Mondays at 2:30, but my team usually stays here. And then I sometimes come back after I pick him. But a lot of times most of the time I just stay home with him and then work from home.
Yeah, I think that there's that hard balance too when we start something and it's growing and it's growing and we're at home or near home, especially as moms, our responsibility just kind of stays the same. Like, well, I'm home, so I have to, you know, and just until like kind of similar to you, just until recently, my husband works shift work. So when he's home, I'm like, oh, I've got to go do this. So I've got to, you know, put this away, you know, and he's like, well, I could take the kids to the dentist appointment. I'm like, oh my gosh, you totally can. Like, what?
What? Yes, you take the kids to the dentist. Yes. Why didn't I think of that?
I know.
You know, it's so true though. It's, you always did it.
Yeah.
So you just think, and that's exactly where we were. Like, I'm so glad it's not just me. It's like, I was still feeling like all of those things that I always did and not even thinking like, hey, why don't you take the kids to the dentist today? Because I've got like a really heavy design load today. And that would really mean a lot to me.
Yes. It's so good. And it's just like, it's as simple as asking for help, but it's as hard as asking for help.
Yes, it is hard. Why is it so hard? It's so hard. It's like part of me felt like, I don't know. That's so interesting you say that, because I've been exploring that with like my best friend, like right now, just about, because, you know, I feel like God has just really given us that friendship, and we've been together since college, and our kids are the exact same age and always going through the exact same thing, you know?
Yep.
And we're like, why do we do that? Like, why do we feel like we're a failure or feel guilty if we're not the one doing it at all? Like, why is it so hard to ask for help? Like, specifically with our home and the kids, you know, because we did take that role, you know, from the get-go, and then now our lives have changed. Like, there's some part of me that felt like, I mean, I didn't realize it at the time, but that I couldn't ask for help. You know what I mean?
Right. Because I'm a 9 on the Enneagram. I know you said you're a 3. So in health, I go to I'm a 9. So in health, I go 3. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I want to be checking those things off. And so if I can do it all by myself, I'm Superwoman. Mm-hmm. But if I have to ask for help, then I'm giving part of my cape away. And so it's this weird thing, because I also don't want to live an exhausted, worn down life, but I love what I do in every aspect. I love being a good friend. I love being a good wife. I love being a good mom. And I love what I do as work, but I can't pour 100% into all of those things all the time. I have to ask for help. And we have to be finding rest within those things as well. And it's almost just like a pride thing for me. Honestly, that's what it comes down to for me, where I don't want to give any of my cape away. Like, I want those pats on the back.
I got this. Yes. I got this. Until you're like laying in the bed bawling because you're exhausted and you're just like, I can't do it all.
You forget to pick up one kid from tennis, and it's like, oh, shoot.
I know.
That's so true.
I love that you're saying that about your cape. Like, I'm that's sticking with me. I'm going to unpack that because, there's something there, you know, for me as well. Like, a pride thing of like, I can do it all. I can do this and this and that. it's hard for me to ask for help. But then when I do ask for help, it's like I can get angry and resentful. And it's like, it's not his fault I didn't ask for help.
Right.
It's not his fault that I've been doing all of this and not telling him that I'm worn out and exhausted, because the second I asked him for help, he gave it.
Right. You know, we're folding the laundry, like angry folding. And it's like, all you had to do is ask me. Jesse does the laundry in our house too. Yeah.
I know.
Jesse does laundry in our house too, because we had a fight one day where he was like, where's all the laundry? And I'm like, I am doing everything. I can't. Mm-hmm. I don't care about the laundry is the last on my list. And he's like, I need clean underwear. And I'm like, then do the freaking laundry. And he's like, you know what? I got it. So, but now every once in a while, I'm like, I did the laundry.
Oh my gosh. It is so funny you say that, because like, so just last week, we had this night and he had to go to a job site, and like, I knew he had a lot on his plate, so I took everything on. So I folded all the laundry and I meal prepped and I did all this stuff that was kind of more in like the, you know, we somehow by a miracle of God had an open weekend, open night, an open night. Cause normally, you know, my kids have baseball or whatever. So I meal prepped all these meals and folded the laundry, and like, he, you know, I found myself when he was coming in wanting this like huge pat on the back, just like, look at me, look at what I did. You know what I mean? And I later that night when we were talking, which he did say thank you, but it was almost like it wasn't enough. Like, I was like, did you not see what I did? Right. You know, and realizing that like my motives weren't pure. I wasn't doing it to serve my family or to serve my husband. I mean, I was a little bit, but I also wanted like a pat on the back for it. And I was like, okay, I've got to search my motives there, because that's not right. You know?
Oh, it's so hard. I'm the exact same way. And I had oral surgery last week. And so I was like, I didn't think it was going to be a big deal. Like, I thought I'd be back to work like tomorrow. Like, I thought I was fine. So Jesse had to pick up all of the slack. Like, I mean, luckily it was a lighter week for the family, but all this stuff. So I'm like crying in bed. Like, I'm so sorry you have to do all this. And he's like, I don't understand why you're apologizing to me that you're hurt and in bed recovering, and I have to help our family. Like, this is like, and so my motives are very much like, well, this is all my responsibility. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. If I ask for help, that's great. But if you have to, if I'm in a position where you have to do this, then I feel so guilty. I need to jump back in counseling.
Girl, I mean, you are saying all this and I'm like literally checking all the boxes. So it's same thing when I'm sick, I literally lay in bed and cry and apologize to him. Yes. Like, I'm so sorry you had to, you know, but he's not making me, I'm making myself feel that way.
It's like, only me.
There's something that I need to unpack there. Like, why am I feeling that way? You know, like everything is on me and I'm a failure who has to apologize if I'm not doing it all.
And heaven forbid you have the flu.
Exactly.
Like, what's wrong? It's so funny. Well, I'm so like, for me, this is like, oh good. Thank goodness I'm not alone.
No, we are definitely not alone. That's why, like, you know, your podcast and things like this are so good, because other women need to hear it too. You know, like, we're all feeling this way, but we also need to do the work, you know, to let go of these things and be the healthiest version of ourselves.
Absolutely. Okay, so I know everything kind of for you started by accident in a way, but if you had to like give like a, you know, like shake someone's shoulders or give them a hug and a burst of encouragement, what is the one thing that you would tell our friends right now? Like, the mom who is like angry folding socks and towels right now, what's that little bit of encouragement?
You are only hurting yourself. You are not going on a journey. You are not going down a path that God has intended for you. And I'm sitting here today, you know, because I took the first step. It was scary. I remember, so I had a successful photography business and it was named CC Miller Photography. And I kept feeling this prompting. I kept feeling this whisper. It was probably a year and I was pushing back. I was trying to shut it out, but it was just always there, you know, about rebranding and about making it not just about photography, you know, but more just sharing like a lifestyle type thing. And I was scared. I mean, I was like, oh my gosh, that, you know, the voice in your head, they're like, what are people going to say? Like, oh, what's Carissa doing now? Like, why isn't she just sticking to photography? Like, I mean, you know, just that was the voice in my head. And you've got to just shut it out and take the first step, because you don't know where it could lead. I mean, this business, God had so much in store. I mean, this is our livelihood now. This is my husband's passion and mine. There's been healing in our marriage. There's, I mean, you know, these wonderful women that I employ and work with, experiences that I've had, you know, relationships that I've made. None of it would have happened if I wouldn't have taken the first step. And so, yeah, to the woman who's angry folding or sitting or, you know, whatever it is, changing diapers or, you know, doing the carpool and thinking, whatever that whisper is, like, I wonder if blank, like, figure out what the first step is and take it, you know, whether it's enrolling in a singing class. I mean, these are some things I know that friends have done, or, you know, just making that phone call about that part-time job you've been interested in. You know, whatever it is, just take the first step and let God light up the path from there.
Yeah. And I think it's even as simple as ask that friend for coffee. Say hi to that new girl at the gym. Compliment their leggings. Just follow that urge, whatever it may be, because you don't know what's coming around. Right. I'm a Disney person, so the immediate thing that came to my mind was what's around that river bend from Pocahontas. Right. So,
yes. What's around that river? But I love it. Like, you can't see what's around there, but he can.
Yes.
So he's trying to prompt you right now. Like, say hello to that girl, you know, ask that question, start that Instagram account, you know, take that class, you know, pick up that camera, whatever it is, take the first step.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that so, so much. And now the question I love to ask, and it's something that has just evolved in the last year or so for the podcast. We believe that there's a season for everything under the sun. Yeah. And I love so much how you can see your seasons in life. What is it time for in your life right now?
Well, I think I'm in a season of change right now. I've been, you know, I might be coming out of that, but I've been in a season of change, you know, with everything we've talked about that. I know you can hear that, but parenting change, job change, marital change. And just, yes, I see that. There's been other seasons in my life, you know, seasons of rest, seasons of peace, seasons. This has been a season of change and learning to trust him even in that season when things are uncomfortable. And knowing that he's taking us, our marriage, our family, our, you know, business, everything, even though we haven't always been able to see what's around the bend, that he does, and that we needed to trust him even in a season of change. So,
yeah, that's so good. I actually, I'll have this cut out, but I was just, so this tomorrow is our third anniversary of the podcast. We've been at this for 3 years.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like writing out like a script of like what has, what I've learned in 3 years. And one of those things is like change is good. Like it's actually so, so good. And even the Jeanette from a year ago is different than the Jeanette today. And it's so interesting how relationship changes us, and how friendships change us, and how COVID changed us, and trauma changed us, and all of these things. But it's also just like embracing that change and like being willing to sit in the middle of that change for a short time, even or a long time, however long God has you in change, but just to know and trust our Creator in that, knowing that like it's kind of like winter, like so much changes under the snow, like you just don't see it. And so it's just a beautiful thing to sit and embrace the change.
No, I completely agree with you, and I love that you said that about when, I mean, God created this world with, you know, seasons and, you know, winter gives birth to spring. And, you know, I mean, how are our lives any different? And they're not. But I think so many times we hold on to this one season we were in because we're afraid to go into winter or whatever it is. But without winter, there wouldn't be any spring. And so, you know, there was parts of this journey that were a winter that we, you know, were under the snow, freezing cold, going, are we going to ever? But once you start seeing those blooms, I mean, they're so much more beautiful because you appreciate it because of what you've been through. And I think you know, like you said, sitting in that change and just trusting this change is where I'm supposed to be right now. This is hard, but he has a plan and I don't have to know it. I just have to sit in this and trust that this change is for the best. So,
yeah. It just makes me even think of like, he is making all things new. Well, that doesn't mean he's making all things stay the same.
Right.
So, oh, I love that so much. Okay. Where can we find you? Where can we just like peek in on all the projects that you're doing? Just get your wisdom, all of those things. How can we be better friends with you, Krissa?
Well, you daily at CC and Mike Creative on Instagram. I'm sharing over there all the time, just what we're doing on our projects, on stories, and then, you know, sharing our reveals on our Instagram account, which is at CC and Mike Creative. We also have CC and Mike the Shop. We have an online shop, which is where we offer all the products that we put in our projects. So we're like, oh, I love that rug. I love that couch. I love that light. We offer all of those in CC and Mike the Shop. And then our website is ccandmike.com.
Awesome. Okay. Well, that makes me so excited. And I love, we kind of mentioned it before we started recording, but I love that you're doing things on your blog that's like, hey, this might be really big and elaborate, and that's great, but here's some budget-friendly ways that you can make your apartment look cute or your house.
Right.
Or you're spanning all budgets.
I really try to. I mean, I want to speak to not only, you know, our clients who we're doing dream homes for and fully furnishing, but also on the blog really try to share some small tips and tricks and really just even share like my knowledge, you know, here's, you know, what those paint colors were. Here's how I get that look on those floors. And here's, if you wanted to do this yourself, here's where you could buy that. You know, I'm about to share a little homework room DIY we did over COVID that we turned a space into a homework room for my kids. And I love sharing that kind of stuff because it's super affordable. I just, you know, took some filing to cabinets and then we went to Lumber Liquidators and got some wood butcher block countertops and installed it. So I really do try to share both so that people can also take the looks that we're getting for our clients and reduplicate in their own homes for a lower price point.
I love that. Thank you so much. Thank you for spending time with me today. This is so much fun.
Thank you for having me. It was fun. I loved being here.
Thanks so much for joining me for coffee today. I hope that we're already friends on social media, but if we aren't, come find me on Instagram at Jeanette Tapley or on Facebook at The Jeanette Tapley. If you have any questions about the show or what's coming up, be sure to check out itstimeforcoffeepod.com. I hope you have a great week, and I can't wait to see you back here next week when it'll be time for coffee. Bye, friend.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.